Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is A Blind Surgeon. As many of you know, in June 2014, over 3 days, for reasons unknown, I completely lost my vision. This sudden blindness landed me in the hospital for a week. A few weeks after my release from the hospital, with the prognosis that I might never see again, I convinced my wife to allow me to go hiking, blind and alone, on a familiar trail. I needed to learn how to survive with this new adversity, I told her. Reluctantly, she consented and dropped me off at the trailhead with a plan to pick me up in 2 hours. I quickly discovered that hiking blind and alone was a bad idea. Perhaps my zealous overconfidence with my new limitation was a result of watching too many documentaries about people who had overcome the most difficult of circumstances. I had heard talks from people who had lost limbs, yet they learned to swim or snow ski, so I convinced myself that I needed to try one of these seemingly impossible tasks. I chose to hike blind. Let me tell you, it was not my brightest idea. This area of the Carolinas is known for black bears, coyotes, and poisonous copperhead snakes, all of which I had previously encountered on this trail. Undaunted, off I went. I used my walking stick to guide me and keep me on the well-worn path. To make a long story short, I fell several times and I ran into a few trees as I hiked my way on this mountainous path. Before long, my overconfidence wore off, reality and anxiety set in, I turned around, and I prayed that I would find my way out. Fortunately, I made it back unharmed. By this time, you're probably thinking, Brian, that was a really dumb idea. You are absolutely right, it was. In Jesus' words, can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? In Luke 6, 39-42, Jesus also points out that being a blind surgeon is a bad idea. If any one of us needed surgery, choosing a totally blind surgeon to perform that surgery would be an even worse decision than hiking blind. With this said, why do we all try to perform eye surgery on others almost every day while we ourselves are either partially or totally blind? Jesus also said, why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye, when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. I want to reflect on this passage as we, here in the United States, draw close to the November election. Politicians for local, state, and national offices have already begun slinging mud. They are all quick to point out the splinters in their adversary's eye. Perhaps being a blind eye surgeon goes with the very nature of politics, but it should have no place in the lives of Christians. Jesus has called us to a higher standard. We as Christians need to be careful not to fall into the trap of the politicians. Before we go about posting on every social media platform all of the faults and failings of the politicians we don't like, let's pause and reflect on our own shortcomings, and let's also face the reality that the politicians we do like have their own shortcomings. Everyone running for political office is a child of God, made in His image. Just like us, they all have their flaws, faults, and sinfulness. None of us want our dirty laundry aired out in public, and none of us want our skeletons in the closet brought to everyone's attention. Yet, because it's a political season, we fall right into the quagmire of the politicians. This year, Perhaps we Christians could rise above the vitriol and try to see what is good, not only in the politicians, but in everyone we encounter every day. This even includes those in the opposite political party. Jesus is calling us to a higher ground. Hiking blind and alone was a bad idea. Becoming a blind surgeon is a bad idea. Trying to pull a splinter out of someone's eye with a plank in our own eye is a bad idea. And finally, always finding fault in others without first dealing with our own faults is not only a bad idea, but it flies in the face of the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, give me the grace to see the good in everyone like you do. Help me to be willing to forgive the faults of others as you forgive mine. Help me to rid myself of the plank in my eye before performing that surgery on others. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.